So I'm looking at a picture of Johnny Weissmuller and Maureen O'Sullivan, who starred in the classic films Tarzan the Ape Man. Tarzan, me Tarzan, she Jane, me Tarzan, she Jennifer, Cheetah, the chimpanzee who was in the Tarzan films.
Yeah, he's still alive, right?
No, he died today.
Oh.
The age of 80.
Wow. Oh.
Lived in Florida.
That's right. That's right.
Apparently he's in Palm Harbor, Florida at the Suncoast Primate Sanctuary.
Right.
He was in Tarzan the Ape Man first as a youngster in 1932. So how old if he was 80 today? He only was 1 or 2 years old then. And then he was in Tarzan and His Mate in 1934. Other movies, In the Jungle. And he became, most everybody, no matter whether you ever saw Johnny Weissmuller Tarzan movie or not, everybody knew about Cheetah the Chimp. Matter of fact, there's a website that you can go to, CheetahTheChimp.org.
No, I remember talking about him being at the sanctuary a few years back.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of attention on him for some reason or another. I can't
Well, they must take good care of him because most chimpanzees only lived to about 45 or 50. And he was 80 when he died.
Wow.
Apparently it was Christmas Day, I think, or something close to that. And they thought he was as close to being human or having human feelings, and he could understand human feelings. That's why he was as well loved as he was. So he walked upright. He had he would play with the people at the sanctuary. After he pooped, he'd pick it up and throw it at the caretakers.
He walks upright and he flings poop. He could totally run for the presidency. Too bad.
That's what all gorillas do and apes do when you go to the zoo.
Yeah. What, they throw the poop at
you? Oh, yeah.
Go see that movie. I didn't bring that up when we were talking about this earlier. Go see the movie We Bought a Zoo. It is a very good family movie. You'll like it. Matt Damon is always likable in whatever roles he plays.
My wife says
Johansson is likable.
If Matt Damon's in a movie, you just go see it.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much the way it is with Robert De Niro now, and I am that way with Clint Eastwood and Gene Hackman.
Yeah, Hackman is always. Yeah,
always
any Hackman movie. You don't need to know anything about it. Just
go see
it.
Yep, that's all. Right. So now, thinking about the termination of Cheetah, natural causes. The story comes to mind of that ninja cow that was captured in the Nebraska town. Remember, ran away. This is the second time this has happened.
Yeah, I saw the story, but I didn't see how they determined he was a ninja. What was he doing
that
made him a ninja?
He escaped. He was on his way to the slaughterhouse and somehow or other escaped from the trailer and has been running around for like months. I guess they finally caught him over Christmas, but in July... he was apparently on his way to the chop house and got out. There were people on horseback all over this town in Nebraska trying to find, I think it's Plattsmouth, Nebraska. And they've been trying. They have spotted this cow worth about $1,800 on the hoof. You know what that expression means?
I can assume.
$1,800 on the hoof means
no idea.
At the price of beef today,
right.
You would, it's about a buck a pound. That's on the hoof. That means everything.
That means
the bones, just the whole animal is worth about a buck a pound. So this animal worth.
Why is it gross?
I don't know. It just freaks me out to think of it that way.
You're going to go eat a steak at some point this weekend, right?
No, but you know, Rich, what it is about me is I'm like a step away from being a vegetarian. It freaks me out when I think about it.
What about the guy who talked about eating goat's heads yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that got me.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was actually because I don't eat goat, it didn't get me as much as thinking about steak.
I had wild boar sausage last night.
Awesome. It'd be hard to give up meat, but I don't think it'd be that hard.
Oh. Well, at any rate, they apparently have the animal control officers finally have they went to the local cattle ranchers And they've at first they were joking about a ninja burger special at the town's diner, and they get this animal. And now she's so loved by the community. Yeah. A lot of old school cowboys tried to get her, and apparently they did. But they traveled for miles over some pretty rough terrain, snow, ice, that kind of stuff, and they captivated this. It's sad. What I get when I see these stories about stuff like that, I get sad because I know the animals sense what happens to them at the end of their life, and I can't stand these people who continually say we're at the top of the food chain, everything else is in service to us. Sorry, that doesn't sell with me. You can eat meat, but you have to be disrespectful. These animals have far more, believe me, I've been around cows all my life, they have far more in the way of feelings than you give them credit for. They are beings. And are they as smart? They aren't smart. They can't read a book, but they have smarts in their own way. Their breed, their kind, is like your dog. Your dog can't read a book, but does your dog know you? Yep. Does your dog have value to you? Yep. So in our culture, we give no value to cows, whereas in India, they do. They have cows are pets. They're treated as sacred beings because that's the idea that their society has put forth. And those who have no respect for it, then why would you not have respect for that and expect people to respect your views or your point of view or your values? You see what I'm saying? It may be they aren't ours, but why would you have such disrespect for others? Oh, cows, shoot them and eat them. No, that's not.
No, you don't shoot them.
Of course you do. That's what happens in some slaughterhouses. They know. Yeah. They shoot them in the head, and then they cut their throat. Sometimes they hit them with a sledgehammer.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't make it. Sometimes they shock them with enough electricity to knock out the service in your town.
A friend of mine, he's
horrible.
He's a hunter, and he bagged himself a deer. And he posted the picture on Facebook, and everybody was just like in total shock. Oh my God!
Gross.
You know, and he eats the meat. You know, the venison, and it's good meat, and you know, it's healthy for you. But we are so sanitized here that we don't think about where our food comes from. We just want it wrapped in the little styrofoam.
It's the same as with the farm. It comes to the supermarket. My kid said to me yesterday, I said, "How do you get your food?" It comes to the store in a big truck. That's what the kid thinks. That's where the food comes from. From a big truck, it gets delivered to the store. Wow. That's a sign of a sick society. When people don't know where the food's coming from, oof. Bad, bad, bad. At DougStefan.com, as an aside here for a moment, supermarket guru Phil Lempert, one of my favorites, has suggestions posted today in his box, the Better Living Box, for New Year's celebration. The food, where you get it, how you prepare it, all that good stuff. Jennifer, you probably love this. It is one of our services, one of many that I'm proud to offer to you at DougStefan.com. Speaking of services, those of you who are on the ropes as to how you're prepared, snowstorms coming, blizzards, tornadoes in the spring, floods in the summer, hurricanes in the fall. We have we're an equal opportunity country. We got disasters 12 months
like
of the year.
You sound like the
local newscast. Yeah, right. All right. I want you to become part of the Food Supply Depot team. Become part of this group that is able to supply you with quality packaged food products that have a shelf life of 20 years. Flabbergast. People look at this and say, what do you mean it lasts for 20 years? It does. That's why it's been prepared. How it's been prepared, why, is because you need to have a supply of food if you're going to experience any kind of, if you want to stay alive and healthy during an emergency, you need to have good quality food. And that's what this is. Your shelves in the store during an emergency, stripped bare, right? You ever been to a store after or just before a big snowstorm or before a hurricane?
Empty.
Empty. Gonzo.
Empty. Nothing.
Yep.
You're eating Cheetos.
So here it is. This is better than Cheetos, Richie, and pretty popularly priced. Order now. Here's the web address. FoodSupplyDepot.com/Doug. Or you can go to DougStefan.com and click on the Food Supply Depot's logo in our friends section. order this food, get a 72-hour supply. It's easy to do, and we're donating part of the purchase price of the items to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research going on for veterans that is non-government related. Okay? So there's that. Plus, if you purchase from foodsupplydepot.com, this wonderful food, /Doug, this great food, you'll also get free shipping to boot. So it's foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Save you and your family lots of angst by having it on hand now.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices exclusion supply.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion Supply, see store for details.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior great water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Yesterday at this time, I promised that we would, well, I suggested we talk about narcissism in America, and then we got sidetracked with that horrible conversation with
but
that know-nothing
guy. But I love myself too much to
all
talk
right.
about this.
So you'll be able to love yourself in a few minutes now, right here on the Narcissistic Good Day program.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Here we go with our birthday list for this Wednesday, the 28th of December. Johnny Otis, real name Johnny Velitas. He was the inventor of the term R&B. Well-known composer, songwriter, musician, drummer. Had the Johnny Otis Show. Willie and the Hand Jive, probably the best known item he produced. Every Beat of My Heart is another song he wrote. Roll With Me, Henry. That one has made it around a dozen times with different artists. So Johnny Otis begins our birthday list today. Born in the state 1921, makes him 90 years old. The next year, on December 28th, the birth of Stan Lee. Why do we know Mr. Lee?
Ah, comic
scooter.
Marvel comic creator. Yeah. Yes. Yep, yep, yep. All right, next on the list is Martin Milner.
One out of 12. Possible 459 suspects there now.
There's a possible 666 happening in rural Pennsylvania. Martin Milner was first on Surfside 6, all these great Warner Brothers, the Private Eye shows. He was on Route 66. Then Adam 12, the theme you just heard there, who's Pete Malloy on Adam 12. He was in Columbo, he's in Mr. Roberts, the movie, The Valley of the Dolls, which was a weird movie. So he was born in the state 1931, makes him 80 years old today. Nichelle Nichols, up next.
Space, the final frontier.
Yep.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out
and
new
Doug's
life
house.
And new civilizations,
yeah.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
I never can pronounce her name. Uhura?
Uhura.
Uhura.
Uhura. Uhura.
She's 79.
That's not right.
Yeah. Dame Maggie Smith's birthday is today. Tony Award-winning actress, British Academy Award actress. Happy birthday to her. Charles Neville.
Yep.
Sax player with his brother. And born in the state 1938, so he's, what, 73 today in the still of the night.
All the Nevilles are getting older.
Neville brothers.
Yep.
Charles and they have a daughter, the woman on CNN. What's her name? Or is she on Fox?
Yes. Neville, yeah.
Yeah. Her too.
Yeah, then the grandkids are coming up. Ivan Neville and Dumps Defunk is one of the big bands in New Orleans now. So.
I thought that was his name.
Edgar Winter's birthday is today. Born in the state 1946, so he's 65 today. One of the frankest of the Frankensteins.
Yeah.
Keyboardist with the Edgar Winter group. Well, they called it White Trash to begin with, I think, didn't they? Wasn't it called Edward Winter's White Trash?
That I do not know. I never heard that. That'd be fun, though. That's cool.
Jorge Velasquez, winner of the Kentucky Derby as a jockey's birthday is today. Hubie Green, the golf champion's birthday, is today. Let's see. Dick, you pronounce this Diamond, I guess, right?
Yeah, sounds like it. Diamond.
He on the end of it. Bass player with the Easy Beats, born in the state 1947. So, let's see, he would have Friday on his mind. Mary Weiss from the Shangri-Las, is 63 today. They did Leader of the Pack, among other things. This is big time stuff, Richie. This is real music. This is orchestral music. The Leader of the Pack. I remember meeting Joe Diffie when I was somewhere in Nashville. 53 today.
He has one of the best Christmas carols. It's called Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
Really?
I highly recommend it.
Marty Rowe from Diamond Rio. Happy birthday to him on his 51st birthday. John Legend. I don't know him. What about him? I don't know anything.
John Legend, like a soul guy. Good stuff.
Denzel Washington's birthday is today. Born in the state in 1954. Got an Academy Award for his role in Glory.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. With the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn, you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused, but somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We have a you. We're farming the land of opportunity, and on the farm we have lots of opportunity. We talk about a lot of great things that are going on in the world, strange things as well. I love these investigative reports. The television news crew goes out to the site of the death of a fellow climbing a tower, a radio tower, and he falls off the tower, and the tower is like 400 feet, and he falls to his death. And
how'd he die?
Well, apparently it's not yet to... the reporter says, the cause of death is still under investigation.
Duh.
My God.
He was shot.
I wonder if it was suspicious.
Oh, man. Okay. The thing that Americans think about a lot as we go into our new year... How do we get ahead? How do we go back? How many people do you hear talking about? How many times do you talk about how to move America back to its greatness? Because it's true, we are not as great as we were. There's no way you can argue that America is the country that it was prior to World War II, after World War II, maybe through, even though the turmoil and stuff, part of our growth in the 60s and 70s, maybe even into the 80s. But this country is not what it used to be by any stretch of anyone's imagination. So why is that? And how do we change the way we are going to a better direction? Lots of people discussing, not necessarily arguing. This is a great philosophical conversation to have with your spouse, with your family, with people that you work with. You're trying to get more out of people. Perhaps this is a way of having them at least understand what it is that we are doing. We have gone down the road of mediocrity. We are fouling up our economic engine and our ability to get people to do things that are really extraordinary because we tell everybody, hey, you're great. Not that it isn't a good thing, because we all are great in one way or another. But the way that we are doing it,
called is, coddling.
Yeah, it isn't creating any people who say, oh, I'll make it. I'll be okay. And so the parents coddle them. That's a great word, Jennifer. The society coddles them. Schools coddle them.
Yeah, everybody gets an award at the sports banquet. Yeah. Everybody gets a passing grade.
Right.
So they don't feel bad. I mean, it's not doing us any favors, that's
no,
for sure.
No, it isn't. And the people who work hard are not appreciated anymore. As a matter of fact, they're looked down upon. Why do you work that hard? And I blame, I'm not much on blame.
Or if you work hard, we're just going to take all your money.
Yeah. Or the unions, they suggest to people who come, I'll never forget being a teacher and doing a lot of extra stuff because I like doing the extra stuff. Where,
right.
When I was told by some of my seniors that it wasn't a good idea because you're making the rest of us look bad. Hey, you know what? That's your problem, pal, not mine. So unfortunately, though, especially in the last, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 years, the pace of progress in our country has declined steadily. The consensus that, you know, I mean, you look at any number of magazines. I was reading this. My inspiration for this conversation came from reading an article in The Economist on the plane coming back from Israel, which examined various cultures around the world, ours, how we have here have. Notice present tense still. We have still the greatest combination of resources, whether they be natural resources, people, ideas, opportunity. But between the self-esteem movement and the government getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and telling you, no, you can't do this and no, you can't do that. And people say, why the heck am I doing this? I'll just go get a job working with somebody else. Problem is, there's no other job. There's no somebody else. Because they've all, we had a call earlier today. I don't know, the gentleman didn't say what his business was. But he said he has work for six people. He would hire six people tomorrow if the government would stop telling him how much he has to take in this circumstance or that circumstance, what we have to do for health benefits. He said, I'll give these guys a working wage and benefits that will allow them to be okay in life. I want them to be okay. I don't need the government to tell me that I have to do this and I have to do that. Mm-hmm. So how many more outfits are there around? Is it 8,000, 80,000, 800,000 who would hire 4, 5, 6 people? And is that one of our problems? Yes. But the other problem, I think, well, there are a couple of other problems. Technology is a problem. We were talking about this earlier as well. I'm just trying to sort of summarize any number of things that we were talking about that leads back around to the same focus, to the same problem. We are dulling people's minds big time by this fanatical attraction to technology. The iPad. Well,
more than that. It's making our life easier. People right. want something quick
no
that technology
right.
can provide.
Yeah.
To lose weight, people get gastric bypass surgery.
Right. Yeah, instead of working it off.
Yeah, to become a movie star, they want to get a reality show job because yeah. There's just no ethic of just getting out and doing something anymore.
Right.
Everybody's looking for the easy, quick, get me now, I have to have it, I have to have 12 million things going on, fix.
Because you see all these unrealistic stories that are going on where somebody trips over some invention or video on YouTube and the next thing you know they're a millionaire.
Millionaire, yeah, right.
That's what
people value. They value Zuckerman.
Fame and fortune.
Right. Yeah, because he stole an idea, a great idea, from other people. And in fact, they made the people he stole it from made a couple hundred million bucks. But in terms of what, Zuckerman is going to be a billionaire when it goes public later this year.
And in the inner city, they look up to sports heroes and all want to be basketball,
right.
football.
I'm just going to be a basketball player. Yeah. I'm just going to do this.
Two of my nephews who are very well off in Central America, can go to any college they want to. They want to be soccer stars. They're going to these soccer clinics in Europe today. It's just like,
get real,
be
man.
Anything they want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but do you see that what fuels that, Richie? Our discussions. See how all of our discussions, people laugh. They think as I go down different streets, there's no connection. Sooner or later, there's.
we can connect anything.
Unfortunately, you have to listen a lot to get all of this stuff because we're off. Not on the same thing by any stretch of the imagination. We were onto something once, and pretty much that's it. But one of the things that we were talking about this week is the, when we get down to brass tacks here, the business about our feelings about ourselves, that's important. We need to feel well about ourselves. But don't give people an artificial reason for thinking that they are what they are not. That is the quickest way. If you go back over the history, Paul Krugman, I was going to cite this, Richie, in an article that he wrote, he makes a point that is extraordinarily right on. In terms of our standards between 1918 and 1957 were much different than between 1957 and now. And there are a number of factors
for sure.
that are involved in this. We were very innovative. We needed and we wanted to grow. And we didn't have a lot of people telling us this was a bad idea or you can't do it because the government says this, that, or the other thing. People just did it. And so there were, in the 50s after Sputnik, this math, science, and engineering curriculum that was developed that really got people thinking about innovation. You can still find all this stuff in Silicon Valley, but can you find it anywhere else? I don't know that there are other places in our country where there is a an engine that drives people, or there is a place you can point to. Look over there, or look at that person. Yeah, once in a while, there's a Steve Jobs that comes along, and he does well, and God love him for doing that. Larry Ellison at Oracle. Now, these people had an idea, or they bought an idea, they worked through an idea, but now we are killing incentive. And again, back to another theme, the idea of having a constitutional convention that would change the way our country is run and regulated so that these things could happen again. You just have to wonder. I heard somebody say the other day at lunch, hey, socialism isn't bad. Look at what it's done in Scandinavia. Scandinavia is swell, but Scandinavia is one-tenth the size of America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it has to do, a lot of it has to do with the living conditions that you're used to, what you've grown up around, and what possibilities your countries, there's not a lot of resources in those Scandinavian countries. So they have to bring a lot of stuff in. So they more depend on the government to run the systems and their lives, but they aren't as corrupt by any stretch of the imagination, mostly because largeness breeds corruption. And we have a government, George Bush ruined, and this guy has continued it, and I don't want to do the political stuff, but we have 400,000 more people working for the federal government now than we did 10 years ago. How do you sustain that? But Obama says he wants to increase the debt limit again. How do you sustain that? You keep taking the money away from everybody. There's not going to be any investors or things to invest in. So, but I do think it starts at home. I think that parents need to know that their children need to be able to trip and fall and get bloody and not go running to protect them. They need to be able to go wash the blood off their elbows themselves, pick themselves up. Now, is this something that our culture can do? Let's talk about that in a moment, all right? Let's see if you think we'll get a consensus from Jennifer and Richie, and you're welcome to share at 800-510-8255 or perhaps on Facebook, Jennifer. We can sort of ask a positive question. I don't want to ask the question, what's killing innovation in America? How do we... No, let's find out what people...
Kind of upbeat.
Yeah, right. What killed the golden goose that laid the egg?
What's driving this country into the
gutter? Yeah, right, exactly. No. Let's find out what people think in the new year, if you will. What opportunities can we create, and be frank, for us to go back to, we have the resources still. We still have the people. We still have the technology. We still have a lot of the things that are natural resources that are important. And we have those things. So what do we do? What would you do? What one thing would you do next year to try to resurrect the country that has been known over the history of this planet as the primary innovator in change? America, number one in innovation. No other country even comes in the history of the planet comes close to what we have been able to achieve here. So how do we in 2012 make that come back to life? All right. Is that too long a question? Jennifer, you can synthesize it somehow. But let's chase it down on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ Good Day Show. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to talk about what do you do when you go into an elevator. All right, so you're in an elevator, and the door is open, and just about everybody is in who wants to go either up or down. And you have a button in the elevator that says open door or closed door. Now, what do you do? Do you allow the elevator door to close by itself, Or do you take the action and push that button so the door closes based on your command? Are you the type of an individual that will take control in a group, get it done, and save time? The answer to that question will determine what you do in life. Do you wait for things to happen, or do you take charge and make them happen? Are you the one that will take the initiative and take the lead and say, let's get on with it? If you are, that's the type of individual that will take leadership, will be motivated, will have success in their life. So the next time you see an elevator button, push it as if you would push your life to success as you go up and up and up. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Or get a job, job, get a job.
Boom. Boom.
The word of the day today, Jennifer, is...
Reachy.
Reachy.
Reachy?
Reachy.
What about me?
This is not about you, but it's the word of the day. Jen, explain, will you please?
Okay, I can't remember what it means, but I get this word of the day email so you can learn new words. And the word of today
means,
was R-I-C-H-E-E.
Reachy.
Reachy. And so it made me laugh, and it means dirty.
Yeah.
It does. I like it. Yeah. I didn't know that.
All right, so what are our friends saying on Facebook as we follow some
cool
of the...
Cool stuff today.
Questions? Yeah.
Well, right now we've got our question up there. If you're running the country, what one thing would you do to bring America back to life? But earlier today we were talking about what you were most proud of in 2011. Karen Clark said she learned you can teach an old dog new tricks. At age 56, she ran her first 5K.
Wow.
Very cool. Not too fast, not too slow, but pretty good for someone who hates to run, and that was very cool. Yeah. Tim was able to lose 55 pounds this year. Good for you, Tim. It was hard as heck. He has 10 more to go, but that's his New Year's resolution, to lose the next 10. Jason Schmidt said he got a 4,000-watt stage amp to put cracks in the wall with... 1,000-watt subwoofer.
Jason.
So he can, and he said he blasts Doug Stephens' Good Day on it. Isn't that great?
Good for him. I wonder if Jason Smith is. Jason Smith is chairman of the board of Selectmen of Birmingham. I wonder if that's Jason.
Maybe. You
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
As the calendar year draws to a close, we look ahead and we look back. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with something that's happening less than a week from now. Next Tuesday, the long-awaited Iowa caucuses, the first time actual voters will be given a chance to actually support actual Republican candidates in something that actually matters. Among the candidates making the most noise this week, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who's wrapping up a bus tour of all 99 counties in Iowa, and as she does, she continues to point out that she is actually from Iowa.
I'm an Iowan. I'm one of them. And I want to take the Iowa voice and values that I learned here in Iowa to the White House, because this makes a lot more sense than what the politicians are doing in Washington.
Congresswoman Bachmann trying hard to portray herself as an outsider, although she is, in fact, one of the politicians in Washington she's talking about as she serves in Congress. Bachmann's popularity has fallen since she won the Ames straw poll in Iowa back during the summer, which seems like years ago. From politics, we look back to the year gone by and the many major natural disasters that hit several U.S. states. Laura Howe of the American Red Cross says there are a great many people still recovering and rebuilding.
There's a lot of communities that are still putting the pieces back together. There are still families in Joplin, Missouri, still families in Alabama who are struggling this holiday season.
In this case, Laura Howe is talking about some of the damage caused by tornadoes, and she says the Red Cross responded to these and other disasters by opening up more than 1,000 emergency shelters and providing more than 6 million meals this past year. And of course, there are many ways we can all continue to help.
We encourage people to either donate their time and volunteer, donate money if they can, or even donate blood, because that's a way to help people as well.
The website for more information is redcross.org. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Jenny Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit smugs.com today. In the east, some wet weather has gotten out of the way. We're back to the good snowmaking temperatures as early as tonight. Ragged Mountain in New Hampshire with a 6-passenger lift and a couple of top-to-bottom runs from the summit. 8 trails total at Ragged. Whiteface in the Adirondacks of New York now cruising over 24 runs with about 10 miles of skiing. Jack Frost and the Poconos gears up for a dozen runs. Tomorrow, they'll host the Mountain Dew Vertical Challenge Fun Race presented by Chevy Trucks. That's a free fun race for all ages and abilities. A ton of cool prizes given away. That is Thursday at Jack Frost, Pennsylvania. Hidden Valley riding on to 13 runs from 6 lifts. On to Indiana, where Perfect North Slopes now has 13 trails and half of their runs from 7 lifts. They have day and night skiing open at Perfect North. To the Western Mountains, Park City, Utah, cruising up over 50 runs. Deer Valley now with over 60 trails and over 60% of the mountain. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the day without a whole lot of movement on the first session of trading following the three-day holiday break. The Dow off 2 points, closing at 12,291. NASDAQ down 7. S&P stayed even. President Obama looking to raise the nation's debt ceiling by $1.3 trillion this week. A Treasury Department official says the increase is needed to allow the U.S. to pay its bills on time. The approval is expected to clear Congress without a challenge since lawmakers are out on recess until the middle of next month. Some multi-state lottery news for you. Mega Millions played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot for last night's drawing, $206 million. The winning numbers were 23, 32, 33, 39, 43. Mega Ball was 8. If you purchased your ticket somewhere in New York State, you may have won the whole thing. One ticket matched all the numbers. Let me check my ticket. Let's see. So I guess I'll stay here and keep going. And finally, let's talk New Year's Eve. Times Square. Workers spent the day yesterday installing 288 new Waterford crystal panels on the famous ball that will drop. Each is etched with a design based on this year's theme, Let There Be Friendship.
These are always themes that are wrapped into what New Year's is all about. New Year's is about hope and looking forward and that sense and that possibility of change.
That's Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance. He says everything is all set for Times Square for this Saturday night. And from New York, we go to the warm waters of the Pacific. To Samoa. The Samoan Islands, including American Samoa, among the first to ring in the new year this weekend thanks to a change in the international dateline. Officials say more than a century after adopting its position east of the line, it makes sense to rejoin Australia, New Zealand, and other neighbors west of the dateline. So December 30th will be removed from the calendar for Samoa, with folks there going to bed December 29th, this Thursday, and waking up December 31st, which is Saturday. If you happen to be on Samoa this week and your birthday is December 30th, well, I guess you just skip that too. Just stay the same age. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
If you constantly...